Hey there, welcome back or welcome in to the Tilted Globe. I'm your host, Peter Walsh. How you guys doing today? Good? Excellent? Awesome? Friggin' liars. No one's doing good right now. And if they say they are, it's because they have the world on mute. Literally. Having a great day all the time, it's just, come on, it's unrealistic. The world's a shit show. Sometimes you feel beat up. Sometimes you feel like you're, treading water. And sometimes, you get lucky enough to breathe a little bit. Breathing. The new American dream. Well, I hope you're doing well, all things considering, because, doing well is actually pretty awesome for right now. I'm one of those weirdos who hates to use the terms, have a good day, or worse, have a great day. I don't want people saying that to me. I don't need the pressure, And I'm sure as hell not going to put that on someone else. I mean, I just want to have a day, And come on, how many days of your life are great? Your child being born? Greatness. There's very few moments of greatness in your life. Having a great day, I feel like that just triggers anxiety in people. It's like, oh my God, a great day. I was just having an okay day. Now I got to do something. I got to do something to make it. What if I'm not good enough to have a great day? You know what I mean? Just Crazyville up there. Just Crazyville. Anyway, yeah, a lot of pressure. I don't need it. And I feel like you just don't need it either right now. So I hope you're doing well. Look, in 2020, life changed in America, and it just hasn't been the same since. Do you know what to believe anymore? Because I sure as hell don't. In 2020, the truth, which was the thing that I keyed in on the most right away, the truth went out the window. Then they started censoring people, suppressing people, just cancel any. They worked with social media companies to suppress and censor anybody whose narrative was outside of the narrative they were pushing. I mean, that's communism. That is communism. When you have the government working with the media to propagate a message, that's communism. Yesterday in New York, police officer Jonathan Diller was laid to rest. He was killed during a routine traffic stop by this guy named Guy Rivera. Now, this dude had been arrested 21 times prior. He's just one of those guys that the system seems to be enabling right now. And it's pathetic. And all these lawmakers, they have this guy's blood on their hands. The New York governor, Kathy Kochel, or however you say your stupid fucking last name, she showed up at the wake. Which was hilarious because the family turned her away and told her to get the hell out of there, which I think was awesome. Biden, he was a no-show. He was actually in New York, probably about 20 minutes away from this wake, but he had other things on his mind. Money. Him and Obama and Clinton, they earned him over $25 million bucks for his campaign at a dinner in New York City. You know who did show up, who was actually invited by the family to show up? It was President Trump. Now, Trump genuinely in this thing, I mean, he looked very sad by this loss of life and urged more backing for the police. And behind him, the Nassau Police Department stood and they wanted to be there. They love this guy. And the NYPD guys that were there, they wanted to stand in back of him as well. But they got a phone call from their chief that said, you can't stand behind him. No doubt, just following the chain of command. No doubt, just following an order from the governor. God, she has so many bad names in my head. So no doubt that she was in on this. Man, I think every cop in the city, at least like in the city, should just walk off the job for like a week. You know, no special treatment for politicians, celebrities, anybody. Just walk off the job for like a week. Watch what happens. They treat cops like shit in these big cities. And these guys and these gals that are out trying to do their job, keep the streets safe, half the time now they're the ones going on trial. Who the fuck would want to be a cop? Who would want to be a cop in one of these big cities anymore? When you're trying to do your job, people with their cell phones, you know, yelling at you, telling you to do the wrong thing. You know, you're just trying to clean up the shit off the street so everybody can, you know, go about their life in a peaceful way. How is anyone good with this? Like, were you okay with a lot of things like the trans agenda, you know?
On the next episode of Isn't That Weird?
You know, Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility. And, oh yeah, and no religious anything around the White House on Easter. I wonder if he's going to have the trannies go topless again on the White House lawn. Yeah, because that wasn't weird. I'm tired of this trans movement. I'm tired of the crazy, and I don't entertain it, for one. You know, there are two genders, period. You can pretend all you want, but there are two, a man and a woman, male and female. And yeah, no, not going to play pretend with you. That's all there is. And you know, one thing, probably one of my biggest things besides, you know, getting in the kid's head is the whole bathroom use and sports thing. So I am not good with a trans woman being in a locker room with biological women. I think it's kind of gross and perverted, and I'm not okay with a trans woman in a women's bathroom or a women's locker room. Most of the time, these guys still have penises, and I think they're just playing out some kind of perversion. They need psychiatric help. Okay, they don't need for society to, let's change everything that's normal for this, you know, 0.08 part of the population. That's not democratic. You know, I hear a lot of liberals saying, we live in a democracy and blah, 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 blah. No, we don't, you fucking idiots. We live in a constitutional republic. And I know you guys hate hearing that because you hate the Constitution, but guess what? That's what it actually is. Again, not playing pretend with you guys anymore. That's what it is. America, Constitutional Republic. And if you are so gung-ho about democracy, then you would see that this trans movement flies in the face of that democracy. It is a tiny, tiny minority, and the whole fucking world is being asked to change for it. Not even asked, demanding. And then no one will do anything about this really weird shit. And the women right now, the feminists, you guys, you're making me sick to my stomach. You know, just a couple of years ago, article after article and news story, Me Too, you know, abortion rights, equal pay, blah, blah, blah. But since men have entered your sports and your locker rooms and your bathrooms, they're crushing NCAA female records and injuring female players, you're silent. What gives with that? You know, hypocrite much? Come on, you're all about women's rights. And here you have men completely stealing and invading women's privacy. You know, stealing their records and invading their privacy. Sounds pretty nutty to me. It's pretty shitty, you know, and more than a little weird. And people just aren't willing to call it what it is. Weird. Female student athletes are telling us that they're being exposed to boys in locker rooms, bathrooms, showers, and you're all silent. You see men walking around dressed up, you know, horribly, I might add, like women, identifying as a woman, wanting female rights, and you're still silent. Where's the outcry? If you want me to take the feminist fight seriously, you take it seriously. Where are your voices now? Just the other day, Planet Fitness, grandma and her granddaughter in a locker room, dude standing in there changing, you know. She took a picture of him, told Planet Fitness this is wrong. What are you having dudes in the women's locker room for? And they canceled her membership. And they're doubling down. You know, I think Planet Fitness fucked up, and I think they have to go the way of Target and Budweiser. To tell you the truth, I mean, I don't belong to that gym, but if I did, I would have canceled it. You know, when that happened. And again, you know, people are like, "Well, it's cheap. It's my gym." Da 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 da. That's why nothing really happens here, because no one can be inconvenienced. You know, it's like. Even the Democrats, oh, you know, virtue signaling up the ass, you know, we're a sanctuary city, we're this, we're that, we love everybody. No, you don't. As soon as they showed up on your doorstep, you freaked out. Just, that's what I mean, the hypocritical stances I cannot handle. There's a 41-year-old dude, okay, looks really strange, and he identifies as a 13-year-old girl. Okay, and he plays basketball on a team with them, and he showers with them, and changes with them. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? Because I don't give a shit if it's a school policy. You have a right to have your child in a safe place at school, and I'm sorry, hanging out in the locker room with a 41-year-old dude doesn't sound that safe to me. And what they're being exposed to at such a young age, I swear to you, if that was one of my kids, I would have taken the principal's head off, the fucking coach's head off. I would have taken that dude's head off. Like, I'm not fucking around. Fuck with my kids. You're going to have a big, big problem. I don't understand these parents. Why are they letting this happen? Where are their voices now? You know, are they live in a really liberal community? They're afraid to speak up. Yeah. Have you guys heard about the kid that identifies as a girl on the court in Massachusetts in high school? In his first game, he laid out like three of the opposing team's players and to a point where the coach just had to forfeit because it was too dangerous for his players. But that's okay. You know, again, where are the parents? Oh, and there's this dude. I don't know if you guys have seen this picture of this dude. Oh, man, this is why I need to go to video. He looks like... I don't know, like a serial killer. It's this fat white guy, tattoos all over his face. And he identifies as a Muslim woman. And he's suing the prison system for his surgeries and therapies and all kinds of shit. And I bet he wins. I bet he wins because that's how lost this country is right now. Oh, and we can't forget the poster child, Leah Thompson, who started swimming with the women in college and breaking all their records. Only good thing that came out of this was that the Olympic Committee denied him being able to swim in the Olympics in the women's division. A lot of people might think, you know, hey, this is just a fad. It's just this crazy little fad, blah, 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 blah. You know, no, it's not. And you know, imagine like a sex change reversal, you know? It's not a little deal. Guys, it's not, and it's being pushed more and more. This is not a little deal. And we got to just stop being afraid to say something, man. I mean, that's why all this stuff's going on. People are more concerned about their image or what people think about them than their country literally falling apart. Like, these are, if it was like, okay, we're going to make green lights, you know, 30 seconds longer for traffic flow. Okay, whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about kids getting groomed. We're talking about irreversible surgeries. We're talking about experimental, you know, therapeutics. This is freaking dangerous. You know, this is dangerous. I mean, what about all the trans violence, these mass shooters, you know, the crazy chick that shot up the school in Nashville? You know, all this trans sport stuff, things like that. This is helping no one in only damaging people. And for better understanding of the trans person now, they're teaching kids as young as kindergarten about gender ideology. You know, I mean, sure, what could go wrong there? You know, it's only the most influential years of their life on the planet. Where are all the vagina hat wearing feminists now? These men have invaded your gender. And, you know, when is enough enough? Like, what has to happen to get you guys off your asses and in the face of crazy? I'm just not okay with crazy weird shit. And I'm not going to pretend it's not crazy weird shit. It is. It's crazy weird shit. And yeah, I'm just completely baffled at the lack of female voices over this issue. You know what's not weird? You guys, you're awesome, actually. And I am so grateful that you're stopping by and taking a minute to hang out with me. My journey to get here has not been easy. I've been deplatformed off of every social media site there is for months, a year, one of them, because they don't really like what I have to say. So fuck them. I got my own thing now. 1A all day, baby. So I appreciate you guys for stopping by, and I look forward to having you back in next time. Good talk, everyone. Be well.